friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, friends, today we are reading a book called, it's a little golden book, and it's called Disney's Encanto. And it was adapted by Niobe Reynoso and illustrated by Alejandro Mesa. And
but not wrote by Mommy and Philip.
Not written by Mommy and Philip. No.
And Mommy and...
But it's read by Mommy and...
Totoro. Your neighbor Totoro. Baby Totoro.
Oh, how precious. Well, hello there, neighbor Totoro. So, let's read it, shall we?
Shall we?
In a small village deep in the wilderness, an ever-glowing candle shone brightly.
Shall we?
We shall.
Shall we?
We shall.
Shall we?
Are you, shall we? You're stuck. Okay. Its magic was so powerful. A place. Are you going to let me read?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Poor Mirabel, I understand. Boy, it's hard to get a sentence out, isn't it? You get interrupted by these cute little kids. All right. Its magic was so powerful, a place of wonder was born. And Encanto. And that's a Spanish word, and it means enchantment, an enchanted place. The Madrigal family lived there in a home they called casita, which is a Spanish word for a little house. The magic blessed all the madrigals with special gifts. Julieta could heal people with food. Luisa had super strength. Isabella could make flowers grow. Antonio could communicate with animals. And Bruno could see the future. But nobody talked about Bruno. He had been gone for many years. Do you remember his song?
We don't talk about
Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. All right. When Mirabel was 5 years old, she got to wear her special party dress. She and Abuela Alma were so excited to find out what her gift was. But when Mirabel touched the knob of her glowing door, the magic went away. She was the only madrigal without a gift. This made her feel like she wasn't special enough or worthy enough. One day, when Mirabel was 15, Casita started to crack. It began to shake. The house is in danger, Mirabel cried. Suddenly, she had an idea. If she found the reason for the cracks, she could fix them and prove that she was special. Mirabel followed the cracks straight to the magical candle. Her sister, Luisa, told her that Bruno left the Encanto because of what he saw in his last vision about the future. Could it have something to do with the cracks?
Mirabelle was determined to find Bruno's vision cave. After climbing endless stairs, she was finally inside his room. There, she found glowing pieces of his broken vision. Mirabelle put all the pieces of Bruno's vision together. The puzzle revealed a destroyed casita, and in the middle was Mirabelle. What did it mean? Meanwhile, more cracks started to ripple through the house. Mirabelle was running out of time. She discovered a secret passageway inside the walls of the casita. And there she found
Bruno.
Bruno. He had been living there the whole time.
For 10 years, Bruno had been living inside the walls of their house.
Wow, that's bananas. Mirabelle asked Bruno to look into the future. She believed it would help stop the cracks and restore Casita's magic. Holding hands, they saw a doomed casita, the family pursued by dark cracks, and Mirabelle standing amidst the chaos. Then, a glowing figure. It was Isabella. "Embrace her, and you will see the way," said Bruno. Well, that doesn't sound too bad, does it? An embrace. Do you know what an embrace is?
Let me look at this.
It's a hug.
Look.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at the picture. And in the picture, you can see the family. And the cracks are all around them, right? And then you can see Bruno, and he's having his vision. And when he has a vision, his eyes go green, don't they?
Yeah.
And we can see that he sees Mirabelle in his vision, and she's hugging her sister Isabella. Or she's trying to hug her. And that doesn't look bad at all.
Bam.
But Mirabelle thought Isabella was perfect, annoyingly perfect. But Isabella told her that she always felt she could never be perfect enough for Abuela. And just then, the candle's light glowed brighter.
And brighter.
Mm-hmm.
As bright as a super fire, like the human torch from Avengers.
Yeah, that's a brilliant way of putting it. Abuela Alma was angry at all that Mirabelle had been disrupting. She told Mirabelle that the magic had started dying the day she didn't get a gift. Oof, that's so mean. Oh, I'm so sad for her. But Mirabelle had a revelation. Do you know what a revelation is?
No.
A revelation is when you get a big idea and something, it's a big idea that you makes you realize something, the way something might end, right? Okay. So, Mirabelle had a revelation that magic was dying because no one in the family was ever good enough for Abuela Alma. Giant cracks appeared everywhere. The candle was almost completely melted away. The family members raced to save the candle, but their powers were fading. In its last effort, Casita got Mirabelle to safety, and then poof, the candle went out. All of the magic of Casita was gone. Casita had crumbled into a pile of rubble and dust. The entire Encanto shook. Everything was in chaos.
And do you know that when the plane wrecked, Bruno put on a bucket and bring his sparkling thing and then jumped out the wall?
Yeah. I'm sure some of our friends have seen the movie, but if they haven't, then we highly recommend that you do, friends, because it was really, really fun to watch. And it's even more fun to act out.
and slid down the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Feeling
as a bucket head.
He did have a bucket on his head. It's true.
He was
friends,
a bucket
it's true.
Head. Bucket head. That's a funny word.
It is.
Isn't it? Bucket head.
Yeah. Feeling defeated, Mirabel ran away. Mirabel wandered past the mountains. At a nearby riverbank, Abuela found her. It was the same place where the Encanto was born. And Abuelo Pedro, Abuela's husband, was lost. Abuela told Mirabel about that night long ago, how she had prayed for a miracle. The candle's bright light pushed back the bad men, protecting her and her triplets. Losing Abuelo broke something inside Abuela that no magic flame could ever repair. Since that day, Abuela felt that if the family was strong enough and worked hard enough, she could protect them. But now she realized her broken heart had made her live in fear. "We were given a miracle because of you," Mirabel told Abuela. This made Abuela feel better.
Bruno.
Mi vida, you are the miracle,
she told her granddaughter.
Buckethead.
Here comes Bruno. Bruno arrived at the river. Abuela hugged him.
I feel like I missed something important, he said.
Come on, Mirabel said, and the three of them headed home.
Nobody could believe what they saw. Abuela proudly walking alongside Mirabel and Bruno.
And everyone realized what made them truly special wasn't their powers. It was their family bond, their Bruno, love for one another.
Bruno's a buckethead because, you know, he's an actor and he wears a bucket and he says, I'm someone else. I'm made for sparkling.
Yes. Oh, friends. Yes, there is a moment in the film.
And when he puts his hood up and ties it really down, he says, I'm Hernando.
Yes, we think the character of Bruno is very, very funny. He does have this ability to have visions, but he also thinks that he's an actor. And so sometimes he pretends to be someone else. And when he pretends to be someone else, he puts a bucket on his head and he gives himself a different name. And you know what? I know someone else who likes to put on costumes and give themselves different names.
Who is it?
I'm going to let my friends think about that. Let's read the last page together, shall we?
Yep.
We shall? Okay. Yep. They all worked together to rebuild Casita. There was just one last piece of the house left, the doorknob. As Mirabel placed it in the house, whoosh, Casita came back to life, and the Encanto's magic was restored. The family's gifts worked again, and at last, Mirabel felt her own worth and her family's love. And that, my dear friends, is the end of our story, Disney's Encanto, which you should catch. It's on Disney Plus or in the theaters, and it's yay, fun, fun, fun.
Take a picture.
And we like to sing the songs from it, don't we? Yeah. Shall we say the end?
The end.
The end.
I was thinking.